Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael the Doctor Love.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, my name is Raphael, aka the Doctor Love, and I am so completely ecstatic and happy that you're here today to hear my voice and share this moment with me and my thoughts for today. Today's thought is very simply this: be the best that you can be at whatever it is you choose to do. And why do I say that, somebody may ask? Is because we as individuals really determine what we want to focus on a moment-to-moment basis. And if you just stop and every now and then reevaluate what you're focused on and just try to be the best at it. Like if you're a mother, you know there are times where you really aren't doing the best that you possibly can. And for me, it's the same way. There are times where I catch myself, you know, where, you know, you're walking down the street and you accidentally drop something. And you look at it, you know you're supposed to pick it up. You know you should. You know it's the right thing to do. But do we do that consistently? No, we don't. The thought that I'm sharing with you today is to make that habit of doing not only the right thing, but doing it at the level that you know you can. If you're a parent, mother, father, sister, brother, be the best mother, be the best father, be the best sister or brother you possibly can. That other individual may or may not hear or see what you're doing in the beginning, but when you make it a habit of doing all that you can without waiting or expecting, oh my God, I can't do the best I possibly can do because they're not. That's no way to live. Because if you really stop and think about it, if everybody did that, nothing would ever get done in this world. And I know I wouldn't want to live in a world like that. That is why for me, if I'm going to be good at something, I'm going to try to be the very best I possibly can. And the reason why is because everybody's watching. Everybody's waiting for somebody to take the lead in being good at anything so that they can realize it's possible for them. Do you know that you may have people who see you every single day, never said one word to you, but they're watching and modeling every single thing you do? For us as parents, it's our children. For you, it may be a coworker, it may be a family member, it may be your mother modeling the child because she sees in the child the life that she wishes she had, or vice versa. The child says, when I grow up, I want to be like my parent because they seem to be happy. But if that parent is making negative choices or decisions, and for example, if you happen to be one of those type of people that believe that television is the answer for entertainment, I'm sorry, but my opinion is you're absolutely wrong. Television does nothing but medicate your mind to what advertisers want you to spend your money on. That's my opinion. People may disagree with that. Somebody might. But the thing is this, is that I have learned to cut television out of my life. I rarely watch it, and I'm going to be honest, I do watch it from time to time. There are two shows that Raphael watches. One, and I know I'm going to get killed for this, I'm going to say it anyway, is wrestling. I watch wrestling. Number two is Shark Tank. Shark Tank, for me, is one of those things that it is a microcosm of what's possible for Americans today. If you're a business owner, and you're doing what we're talking about in this episode, and that's being the best that you can possibly be, there is no reason why you can't be the shark if you're doing your business like you're supposed to, if you're growing your business like you're supposed to. The same thing would apply to a family and relationships on a personal level. If you are that person that really is the sponsor for bringing up the relationship, being the person that looks for opportunities as opposed to making excuses of why you can't do something or why you shouldn't do something because somebody else didn't do what you wanted them to do. Again, we go back to what we just talked about. You're waiting for what? There are a couple questions that I'm going to empower you with to help you on this path of being the best that you possibly can be. And it's very simple. Matter of fact, I'm going to wait a second while you get a pen or pause this podcast for a second, get a pen or something to write with or take some notes because this is really life-changing what I'm giving you here today. And the first question, let me wait. Little Jeopardy music. Doom, 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 doom. Okay, that's enough of that. The first question is, what is it that you want to have happen? And when you come up with the answer to that, when you think about what is it that we really want to have happen in our lives, if we really stop and really process on that and really get a really clear picture on what it is we want in our lives, we can ask the very next question. What can I do to head in the direction of making that happen? It is when we start to make those strides and steps a little bit at a time that we begin to be the best we can be. Number three is, what am I waiting for? If you're in a relationship and you're waiting on that other person to be or become, or they didn't do X, Y, and Z, like, they left the toilet seat up. Oh my God, I can't handle that. They just get on my nerves. If they're that bad with you, then you need a new relationship. Stop complaining about it. Take responsibility for who you are as an individual. Change yourself and make two things happen. Either they're going to wake up and appreciate you for who you are and who you're becoming, or they're going to go away. Yes, that may be painful if they go away, but for some people, you know who you are. It's about time for that individual to find somewhere else to go. The other question that I would have for you is this. How long can I wait? For a lot of people, they've been in a lot of circumstances and situations where they have been waiting for years for somebody to wake up out of the cloud or wherever they might have been. They've been letting themselves become doormats to a person or an individual or a circumstance. Same thing would apply if you're working a regular job. If you're working a regular job and you don't feel that your employer is appreciating you for what you bring to the table, why are you still there? There are so many opportunities in this world for you to make a different path choice that you're answering those questions would provide you the reason and motivation for you to change your zip code of where you work. When I met that crossroad myself, I turned in my notice. I left my job. I found out that I can do so much better for myself than I can for somebody who didn't appreciate the skill set that I brought to the table. And I know everybody who's listening to this podcast has a skill set that they bring to whatever situation they're in. It is my job. It is my passion. It is my mission to help you realize you are a gift to this world. Do not cover your gift up and keep it secret. Let your gift and your light shine. There are so many individuals around you right now, here within the sound of my voice, within the presence that you may have, that is waiting for you to shine your light on them and make a difference in their life. Today, the lessons have been a little bit longer than I normally do, but it's just how much I care about each individual that hears my voice. There is no reason why you can't be, do, feel, and see more than you've ever seen in your life. The question is, will you choose to do it? That's all for this episode of the Dr. Love Show. I thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Dr. Love Show. And if you would like more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes. And now at thedrloveshow.com. Be sure to provide feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you. So if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.